two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 4 o'clock. I'm Maria Shalaya, sitting in for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's 100th anniversary tour is continuing. We are coming to you from Hill Air Force Base, where tomorrow more than 500,000 spectators are expected to attend the 2022 Warriors Over the Wasatch Air Show. KSL's top story this half hour. Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land after a Supreme Court decision today involving restrictions on abortion out of Mississippi. Our team coverage, the decision on abortion rights, begins with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The decision in today's case doesn't mean abortion is banned nationwide, but instead leaves restrictions on abortion up to each state. It was a 5-4 ruling in which the Chief Justice agreed that Mississippi's law should be upheld, but disagreed that the court should overturn Roe v. Wade. Utah is one of several states with a so-called trigger law, effectively banning abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or some medical exceptions. It won't take effect right away. There are first some legislative hoops to jump through. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Devin Weiser, the director of the Walker Institute of Politics at Weber State University, says the timing was right for abortion opponents with the current makeup of the Supreme Court.
Pro-life activists have been trying to do cases like this for 50 years, roughly. They have had similar situations, but they haven't actually had the opportunity with the right people on the court in their eyes.
Now, the justices decided the case 5-4 with Justice Samuel Alito writing the main opinion, but Chief Justice John Roberts writing his own opinion on the case. Utah's among 13 states with so-called trigger laws. That is set to go into effect, now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. State Senator Dan McKay is the author of that legislation.
There has been a morning of peace and gratitude, really, that the decision that was made, my belief and many others, wrongly 50 years ago, finally had an opportunity to be corrected. I'm really grateful.
McKay says Utah's trigger law won't go into effect immediately. Other state lawmakers are applauding today's decision. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
Senator Dan McKay and Representative Carrie-Ann Lisenby hugged some of the members of the 29 pro-life groups who were represented after they spoke at Utah's Capitol. McKay argues this bill represents the support of a majority of the people in Utah. The conversation, though, turning to preventing unwanted pregnancies, and Representative Lisenby says she takes issue with this whole thing falling on government. She says both women and men have responsibilities to prevent unwanted pregnancies.
Lisenby also says she doesn't see Utah putting any restrictions on women being able to travel to get an abortion out of state. Utah Senate Democrats say the ruling is a step backwards for reproductive health care. They say safe health care is vital for the success of people and families across the state. Democratic State Senator Derek Kitchen says the decision could put other Supreme Court rulings at risk of being overturned.
I'm incredibly troubled with Justice Clarence Thomas's concurring opinion, where he is seeking to undermine other fundamental rights that we've achieved through the courts regarding privacy. And that includes the Lawrence v. Texas decision, as well as Obergefell, which granted same-sex couples the right to nationwide marriage equality. And so this is actually undercutting fundamental rights that we've achieved over the last decade or so, and I'm really troubled.
He says even though a majority of Americans support same-sex marriage, he still has fears the Supreme Court could change that. Strong reaction from Vice President Kamala Harris to the court's ruling today.
Vice President Kamala Harris saying the Supreme Court did not just remove the national right to abortion, but that its reasoning put other rights at risk.
Such as the right to use birth control, the right to same-sex marriage, the right to interracial marriage.
The vice president in Illinois urging Americans to elect pro-choice politicians this fall and undo the Supreme Court decision. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
There are growing crowds outside the nation's highest court. That is where people are both protesting and celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Outside the Supreme Court, demonstrators on both sides of the abortion rights issue chanting and protesting. Corinne Kring says the fight for a woman's right to choose is not over.
We'll be back. This isn't the last they'll hear from us, and that we're not going down without a fight.
Opponents of abortion are celebrating the decision. Savannah Craven, one of them. She came from South Carolina with the Students of Life organization.
I just was overwhelmed with joy. I mean, this is something I have been waiting for so long.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Warriors over the Wasatch Air Show is planned for 9:45 tomorrow morning, but it won't be all jet fighters and classic airplanes. Allison Sturgeon with Hill Air Force Base tells KSL-TV they'll have exhibits to get kids interested in science and technology careers.
We're going to have robotics here, Vext robotics team here, and some physics displays. We've got wind tunnel. We've got weather station.
Now, the exhibit also includes a replica of a Mars rover along with the Ingenuity helicopter.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.